With your Southeast Regional Ag News, I am Haley Shipp on the Ag Information Network. There are $15 million in the just-passed fiscal year 24 USDA spending bill to help cattle producers equip their animals with electronic ID tags. Former head of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, Todd Wilkinson, says the EID funds will go a long way toward improving cattle traceability and reducing the financial burden on consumers.
The fact that we have $15 million coming through the appropriation side is a major win.
And it's a win for limiting the possibly devastating impact on the cattle industry from a disease like foot and mouth.
If that comes into the United States, the current plan is to shut the entire country down from all cattle movement for a minimum of 72 hours. And it's probably going to go a lot longer than that.
Bill Wilkinson, a South Dakota cattle producer, says electronic tags speed up traceability reporting between states, thereby limiting those shutdowns in unaffected areas. And to those producers who don't want to bother.
If we don't think an animal disease is going to come into this country, as porous as our borders are, and impact our producers, you're burying your head in the sand.
Wilkinson refutes concerns electronic tracking will divulge producer information publicly and argues without better traceability, industry losses to disease outbreaks won't be in the millions of dollars, but billions.
This has been your Southeast Regional Ag Report.